Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think this is not something that is sort of a matter of principle. And I respect the Schneider position. I don't think there's any intent of malice. There's no intent of a slur. And there is 80 years of history. But words have histories of their own. And they evolve. The word Negro 50 years ago was the most respected word in referring to an African American. It was used 15 times by Martin Luther King in the I Have a Dream speech. 50 years later, it's considered, because of its own history, having to do with black power and others, a complicated history, it's become a word that applies to patronizing. It is patronizing. You will never say there are 30 Negroes in the U.S. House. You wouldn't say that. In the same way, Redskins has evolved. And despite its history, it is now considered a slur. Growing up, I used to use the word gyp. I never knew until I became an adult that it was a shortening of gypsy. And I didn't take a poll of gypsies at that point to see how many are offended. I stopped using it. It's very easy to do. It's nothing to do with the sensitivities of a mass of people. It has to do with this simple elementary respect. You don't use that word if you can avoid it.
There's commentator Charles Krauthammer weighing in on the controversy over the name of the Redskins and whether it ought to be changed. Sports talk, including the controversy over the Washington Redskins and their name, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our review of the hot hits, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, news talk radio at its finest for the week ending Friday, October the 18th, reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. So the list has been determined. It is my job to go through the list and bring you excerpts from these various programs around the country that we monitor. The Libyan terrorist interrogation, number 9 this week on the countdown. Here's host John Justice with analyst David Gardenstein Ross about the interrogation of Anas al-Libi, the terrorist who was captured in Libya a couple of weeks ago.
Suspected terrorist who was being held aboard a U.S. warship after being caught in Libya is now in New York and expected to appear in court this morning. Any significance to this court appearance at all taking place in New York?
Not to the court appearance itself, but there is significance to the timing of it. You'll recall that it was a little over a week ago that he was snatched off the streets of Tripoli. Now he's being arraigned. What that means is that in the intervening time, the United States interrogated him pursuant to what they describe as law of war detention, meaning that he didn't have a right to invoke his Miranda rights. He wasn't able to ask for a lawyer. He wasn't being ill-treated, as far as anybody can tell. And I fully believe that he was being kept in humane, reasonable conditions. But this is an important guy in the Al-Qaeda network in terms of the intelligence that he has. He was a link man between Al-Qaeda's forces on the ground in Libya and Al-Qaeda's senior leadership in Pakistan. So he knows a lot about the organization. They were interrogating him outside the context of a civilian court system in order to maximize the amount of information they were able to glean from him.
You know, and this is probably the answer to this, I would imagine, is probably based off of whom we capture and what their importance is. But I'll go ahead and I'll ask it anyways, David. Are we usually fairly successful when we end up capturing individuals like this, of getting the information that we want from these individuals, or are there too many mitigating circumstances to really answer that question appropriately?
It's a difficult question to answer appropriately. I think that you can look to a number of factors which might indicate whether we've been able to get enough information. One is the length of time that they're held prior to putting them in the civilian court system. One case that I was critical of is the Suleiman Abu Ghaith case. He was part of the Al-Qaeda network that was inside of Iran, where his interrogation came out to something like 20 hours worth of discussions. And given the wealth of information he had, including about the Al-Qaeda-Iran relationship, it seemed to me like they did not speak to him for a sufficient amount of time prior to Mirandizing him, especially when you compare his case with other cases that preceded it, such as the link man between Somalians al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen, who was kept for a much greater length of time. But, yeah, we don't have granular details on the interviews, so it's really difficult to form a solid opinion.
Up next, gas prices, the Supreme Court, and the NSA, all in the focus here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Talk Radio in review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen. Gas prices number 8 on the countdown. Host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to AAA's Don Redman about the recent drop of the price of gas and how much lower, how low will it go?
I guess it was last week, Don, and the price of gasoline here in Louisiana was hitting the lowest it's been since, I think you said last January, still falling. So where are we now?
Yeah, we're looking at a statewide average of about $3.16 a gallon, and I think many of your listeners will know that they can find gasoline right now a lot cheaper. I've seen in certain markets in Louisiana where prices are selling below $2.90 a gallon. I mean, we didn't certainly expect a statewide average at $3 a gallon, but it may actually come to that. I mean, we're looking at wholesale prices for gasoline selling for $2.63 a gallon. That's a national average, and that's wholesale before they get to the pump, and that's before you add the taxes and some of the other miscellaneous fees, as well as a little markup, which would put a national average about 3.25 or a little below that. Well, right now the national average is 3.35, so that means that we can see potentially prices coming down based on wholesale prices another 10 cents, which in Louisiana put us on an average of about 3.06 a gallon. Certainly prices we haven't seen since 2009.
Good news. I mean, I think I got some yesterday for $3.11, so evidently I could have gotten better. So is this going to last a while, or are we going to see it shoot right back up?
Well, of course, it's a very volatile market, but listening to some of the oil ministers in OPEC, I mean, they're happy with, they express content with selling crude about $100 a barrel. Right now, crude is waffling between $101 and $102 a barrel. But the idea of they're not talking about cutting back in production or anything like that. So if we see crude selling at or slightly below $100 a barrel, we could see prices below $3 a gallon statewide.
Supreme Court in affirmative action, number 7 this week. On the countdown, host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader with the CBS legal analyst known as Andrew Cohen. They talk about the Supreme Court recent review of affirmative action.
It looks as though a majority of the Supreme Court agrees that states can ban affirmative action policies. Tell us a little bit about the case from Michigan that the High Court reviewed on Tuesday, would you?
Sure. This is a case resulting from a 2006 ballot in which the voters of Michigan changed their constitution. They amended the constitution to preclude universities from using race as a factor in admissions from affirmative action. The change was challenged, and it's taken 7 years to get to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the question for the court is whether a state can do this, whether a state can amend its own constitution and still be consistent with the federal constitution when it comes to equal protection. Folks, minority students and others challenged the new law and basically said that it violated their equal protection rights not to have race as a factor, citing U.S. Supreme Court decision that generally has upheld affirmative action in higher education.
So, Andrew, what is the possibility, based on what was heard, the possibility that the high court could, in some cases, rule affirmative action is unconstitutional?
Well, sure. I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court already has held it unconstitutional in certain contexts, right? We had the firefighters case a couple of years ago in Connecticut. We've had it in construction cases, construction contracting cases. So higher education has been sort of separate out from that. Yes, one of the options is the U.S. Supreme Court could say that states are free to amend their constitutions to ban it. That if a state makes that decision, if the voters of a state make that decision, that's something that states can do. The court could also tie, because only 8 of the justices heard the case. Justice Elena Kagan recused herself because she was involved with affirmative action fights when she was in the Solicitor General's office for the Obama administration. A 4-4 tie would mean that the lower court ruling stands, and the lower court ruling from the Federal Appeals Court struck down the amendment. So that's a possibility as well.
The NSA backlash, number 6 on the countdown. George Stephanopoulos from ABC talked to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange about the latest on Edward Snowden, the NSA, and what's been released.
We saw Edward Snowden this week receive an award from 4 American whistleblowers who traveled over to meet with him, and it was something that was facilitated by WikiLeaks. Of course, Sarah Harrison, a prime member of WikiLeaks as well. She's been with Snowden throughout his time in Russia. What can you tell us about how Edward Snowden is doing right now? What's next for him and for Sarah Harrison?
Edward Snowden is safe. We, through a lot of work, in particularly by Sarah Harrison, managed to gain him asylum in Russia after our attempts to gain him asylum in South America were thwarted in a very bizarre manner by the State Department by denying, by cancelling his passport while he was in Moscow. So he's safe. He's working to educate people, the journalists involved in these disclosures as to what is going on. He very rightly received that award from a former NSA, CIA, FBI, and DOJ whistleblowers, an award for integrity. It's a serious matter. It's a threat to U.S. democracy and to democracy more broadly in the West to have a surveillance apparatus on every single person that would have been the dream of East Germany.
Yet at the same time, those revelations from Edward Snowden came under strong attack this week from the head of Britain's domestic intelligence agency, M15, Andrew Parker, who called the leaks a gift to the terrorists. NSA Chief Keith Alexander said this week that people will die because of the leaks. Your response?
Well, we've seen this for 50 years. Every time the press embarrasses the security establishment, shows that they've been acting unlawfully, acting against what they have said to Congress or to the media, they trot out this old canard that some speculative harm sometime in the future might happen. When we're discussing harm that is happening right now, as a result of these abusive programs.
Up next on the countdown, the Florida bullying case and the state of the grand old party. Republicans in the focus. News Talk Radio and the countdown on the air.
Oh.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. It's the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, number 5 on the countdown, the Florida bullying case. Host Al Momberg talking to correspondent Eben Brown about the arrest of these two Florida teenagers who bullied another girl until she committed suicide. And then they bragged about it.
This is a horrible, horrible story.
Certainly is.
What's the latest now? The sheriff was really lashing out at these two girls that were arrested.
Certainly he was. These two girls, who may have been the ringleaders of this cyber bullying, cyber taunting of 12-year-old Rebecca Sedgwick, these two girls may have been really the crux of it. And one of them, over the weekend, had posted online, and it was found by the deceased girl's mother, another social media message saying, yeah, I bullied her, she's dead, I don't give a blank. And that prompted police to take a little bit more further action, as well as arrest the two girls at the center of this for felony stalking, which is an adult crime. It is a felony, and even though they're in the juvenile justice system, they are facing felonies.
These girls have been arrested. Are they in detention right now? Or have they?
They're two girls, 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old girl. The 12-year-old girl apparently showed some signs of remorse for all this, so that she was allowed by the judge to go home with her parents. She's been kept out of school. She has to stay in the house. The other girl, 14 years old, apparently didn't come across as sympathetic, and so the judge is keeping her in the juvenile justice system. And she'll have some type of deposition within the next, some type of court proceeding within the next 20 days to determine exactly where she'll be held.
Number 4 item on the countdown, the state of the GOP. The Republican Party, for those of you who don't know what the grand old party is. Host Kevin Matthews talking to one of his callers who says as long as Congress keeps from cutting entitlements, the Republican Party does not have a chance.
As long as there's more people accepting handouts and entitlements than paying into it, the Republicans don't have a prayer. The vote is in balance right now between the Republicans and the Democrats. And I don't know what the happy medium is. Republicans have never, ever cut anything that didn't deserve to be cut. As far as entitlements go, it's been instilled in our mind for generations that the Democrats help the poor people. I have it in my own family. I have a bunch of leeches in my family. And as long as the losers are outnumbered, the people who's paying taxes, why, the Republican Party does not have a chance. I don't care if you reincarnate Ronald Reagan. No Republican will ever win a presidency again.
Well, you're not exactly cheering me up there, John. But I hear what you're saying about people that take and people that give. And there's definitely were you know, that when we were heading into the 2008 election, I believe it was 47%. That is such a tipping point. When an entire nation is right down the middle like that, when the entire nation is split to that point, and see, I'm one of those people that think this can't be the case. We can't have, there's no way there's more people that believe in this country that we should take from the rich and give to someone else than there are people that think you should work for what you get. And maybe we're getting to that tipping point. I just run into thousands of people over my life and through this job that believe that you need to be honest and hardworking and pay your dues and pay your taxes and that no one deserves a free ride, but we should help people when we can and how we can. But a lot of people are exploiting the government. Yet in the media, I constantly see over and over and over this line of belief that, you know, the rich people are evil and you don't need three cars. Two is fine. And if you had only two cars, then you could give that third car to someone that really needs it. And I find it hard to believe that that tipping point is that we're 50-50 in America.
The state of the GOP, the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. Recapping the items from number 10 to where we are. At 10, the Redskins name controversy. At 9, the Libyan terrorist interrogation. At 8, price of gasoline. At 7, Supreme Court and affirmative action. At 6, the NSA backlash continuing. At 5, the Florida bullying case. At 4, the state of republicanism. And that leaves us with the numbers 3, let's see, 2, yep, and 1 coming up as we continue rolling into the hot hits, the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here. Let's get into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Week ending Friday, October 18th is what we're talking about, where we're reviewing with lots of excerpts from great news talk radio and television programs. And let's see, number three, the implementation of the Health Care Act from CNN Chris Cuomo. Talks to medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen about the problem she had trying to get on to the website for the new Health Care Act.
We are now 2 weeks in, and Obamacare is dealing with some political problems, there's no question, but it's dealing with practical problems as well, and they're starting to overshadow the political ones. Tech experts say it could take a long time to fix the glitches that people are experiencing when they try to sign up online. Senior medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen has been trying to set up an account, and she is getting nowhere fast. Elizabeth, it turns out it's not about you, is it?
No, it's not about me. Now, I've been doing this just as a journalistic endeavor, but many other people, they really need health care insurance, and they say that they're really frustrated that this isn't working for them.
I put in my username and password, and it didn't recognize it.
Error messages, page not found, system down. It's been a tough nearly 2 weeks for Obamacare.
There were error messages or that little annoying kind of like twirly thing.
Where you
first hate it, right?
I've been trying since day one to get an account and log in on healthcare.gov. I failed again.
We couldn't make this page work.
And again.
It wouldn't log me in.
And again.
It's not working.
When I've called the 1-800 number for help, the reps tell me volume is high and to try again during off-peak hours. So I tried at 10:30 at night, 7 in the morning, and still it didn't work. So finally, I set my alarm clock for 3 a.m. Sunday morning. But guess what? The system was down for maintenance. I'm not the only one having trouble. On Facebook, took to the healthcare.gov page to vent by the thousands. And on CNN's iReport,
I've tried it hundreds, literally hundreds of times since October the 1st.
Independent analysts tell CNN the problems go way beyond high volume and minor glitches. They say the site fails to follow even basic protocols in its coding. There is always the old-fashioned option of enrolling over the phone and using snail mail. And you do have time. To be insured by January 1st, you just have to complete the process by December 15th.
Host Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier talk about the impact Obamacare is having on small business.
It's having, Obamacare is, literal effects on businesses. Mm-hmm. It's happening here with how we hire and fire people. It's happening probably at your business, the business down the street, the business down the hallway maybe, because everyone has been affected. And a lot of that is unsurety, because no one's really quite sure what's going to happen once Obamacare's fully implemented.
Yeah, but we make a lot of statements about it. And if you're a business owner who's against it, and you're politically active, maybe you even called the local television station. We've seen a couple franchise owners of restaurants.
Yeah.
I remember a guy who owned a bunch of Denny's in Florida. And he came out and said, I'm raising the price of Moonside of Miami, and I'm not hiring any more waitresses to work more than $29 mm-hmm. a week. Okay, why? Because of Obamacare. Well, because it's fun to make political statements like that and say, see, you're costing me money, okay? But in the end, it's like, all right, so what really does happen? So we called a mathematician. Actually, we didn't even call him. He does a show here, so he did a show on Obamacare.
Let me set this up. Let me play this cut first, because this is the money cut right here. He's explaining how the premiums for everybody is going to be the same. So Rob Hunter, 35, got a few extra pounds here and there, started working out again, trying to get healthy, right?
Don't smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke. I don't do that. Trying to be healthy. Carrie Dozier, who looks awesome, is in great shape.
Especially today.
Especially today. Yeah, good stuff. And let's say, I don't know, someone in your office who
is just finishing their fourth bag of Doritos,
awesome.
Had three moons over Miami this morning, and hasn't gone out to get their own mail by walking in 10 years.
They have a wheel cart to get
that's
the mail.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know that neighbor.
That person who probably uses the doctor more than you pays the same premium as you, and you're the epitome of health.
Yeah.
Dave Ramsey.
You're 500 pounds, you have diabetes, you've got cancer, and you've had three heart attacks. You're going to say that pay the exact same premium as a perfectly healthy person. That's the new law. It's one piece of the new law.
Yep. And he goes on.
The math is that those people get sick more often and run up more medical bills than someone who's healthy. Duh. And if they now have to be covered by the same company that you're covered by, and they're required to take them, they no longer have the option to say, I'm going to turn you away. They're required to take them. Then the math kicks in.
And it's all about math. It's literally something that we learned probably in 8th or 9th grade. It's a simple mathematical formula that's not calculus. It's a cost of analysis type thing, if
it's
you will.
It's business.
That's exactly what it is.
And insurance companies have something called actuarial tables. In other words, the risk associated with covering you and you and you, and what is this going to cost me, and then what am I, you know, what is it going to cost you, and what am I going to make off of covering you? Insurance companies wouldn't sell insurance if they didn't make money doing
no.
it.
That leads us to number two, the debt limit. That's up next when Talk Radio Countdown Show continues to present you the hot hits of the week.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili, and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
I reminded myself of what it was like to be a disc jockey when I was counting down on the countdown show that I used to do many years ago, and the talk radio countdown show, basically the same thing, from number 10 to number 1 every week, and we're at number 2. The item this week at the number 2 position, the debt limit. Host Dom Giordano talking to Lou Dobbs. Dobbs says there's no chance of default. It was reckless for the president to scare everybody into thinking that there was.
Are you in the camp then when fraught with peril that we would actually go over this debt ceiling cliff?
Yeah. I'm in the camp, Dom, that says it isn't a cliff. It isn't going to be default, and it's reckless of this administration to have been using this language, this rhetoric of fear.
Exactly. That's what spooks the markets. Are they as savvy as you are in seeing this? Or what would, Lou, these are hard Wall Street guys. Why would they be spooked by it when you clearly just stated that they can pay the bills? It wouldn't be a default. What would spook them?
What is spooking them, in my judgment, is a president who is holding an $11 billion settlement over the head of Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. You remember when he trotted all of the Wall Street guys and the bankers into the White House? That was coercion. That was extortion for them to even come out and say anything at that point. He has them by the neck, and they know that if they say anything wrong, that is unhelpful to the president's cause, they are running a tremendous risk.
Mm-hmm.
This president is making absolutely no pretense. He is slapping around Wall Street and the bankers and intimidating them as they have never been intimidated in American history. We have to go back to Andrew Jackson to get something close to it.
Well, Lou, when would this start then? I see people out there, and they're trying to ratchet up the fear already, saying the markets have already started this downturn. And if I'm looking at it today, and I'm a layman, not you, and I don't see that happening yet.
It's not happening. As a matter of fact, over the course of the last 4 days, we've seen the market appreciate. The president who said he would not negotiate is negotiating. The Republicans who said that they would stand firm, we watched Speaker Boehner retire from the field, if you will, to withdraw from the arena in favor of Mitch McConnell. But we have more posturing, more nonsense from these leaders. These are some of the most impotent, I think, enfeebled leaders this country has ever had in both the White House and Congress at the same time.
Host Mike Violette talking to Senator Susan Collins of Maine about why anybody should have any faith in Congress when they keep running up the debt, raising the debt limit so they can spend more of your money.
Please tell me why
we should continue to have any confidence in you or Senator King or any other member of the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House of Representatives, the way that you've conducted business here in the last pick your amount of years about handling anything financially. We're in debt up to our eyeballs. The debt clock keeps running like crazy, and you guys vote to borrow more money and raise the debt ceiling. The president himself 7 years ago said that when President Bush wanted to do this, that it was irresponsible. Don't you think it's irresponsible, Senator?
You may think that it's irresponsible
yes.
to raise the debt limit.
Yes.
No, I do not.
You don't.
Because, well, let me explain
I will.
Why. If you, the debt limit is for bills that are already incurred.
Mm-hmm.
It is not authorizing new spending. Now, that would be like charging up on your credit cards, and then when the due date came, just not paying them.
Yeah, and that would be also if the credit card company allowed you to call them and say, hey, I'd like you to raise my debt limit, please. Would you do that for me so I can borrow more?
The effect, but perhaps you didn't listen to what I said at the first part. That's why I think that the long-term fiscal plan for our unsustainable $17 trillion budget is that a debt is so important. We've not tackled the really tough issues, and we need to do so. But we need to do so in a thoughtful way, not through just indiscriminate knee-backs across the board cuts. But you asked a more fundamental question, and the reason that I marched over to the Senate floor on Saturday, October 5th, and presented the beginnings of a plan that I had outlined to my colleagues was I was listening to the debate on the Senate floor. It was extraordinarily partisan. No one was offering a solution. And because I did that, I ultimately put together a group of 14 senators, including Senator King, whose name you just mentioned. And there were six Democrats, Angus, who's an independent, but caucuses with the Democrats, and then seven of us Republicans. And we worked out a plan. It was a plan that was more comprehensive than the one that ultimately was negotiated by the two leaders. But it's a plan that I think shows that if you bring the right people together, we can work constructively to solve our nation's problems. And believe me, until I did that, nobody was talking. If you listen to the debate on the Senate floor, you would have heard member after member get up and commend the role that I played. So I worked as hard as I could to bring an end to an untenable situation. I totally agree with you that we have to deal with the debt, but we've got to do so in a responsible way, and that's why I insisted that those provisions related to the budget coming up with a long-term plan by December 13 be in that final version.
Host Abul Hakeem Shabazz talking to economist Dr. Matt Will now about all the recent yak talk conversation about the debt limit, what it means to you really, and what it means to your pocketbook.
All this talk about, you know, debt ceilings, what does it mean for, like, average normal people who, you know, probably have investments and a few bucks in the bank?
Well, for the average investor, they shouldn't get too worried about this from a debt standpoint. Now, the market may go a little crazy, the market may get upset, but they shouldn't get too concerned about this long term. In fact, if they can fix some spending problems, it's good for your pocketbook and it's good for your investments in the long term. There was a statement that was read that said that if we don't pass the debt ceiling increase, that we're going to have a default on our federal government debt. And that is actually false. That's a big misperception out there that the media is getting, that the average person gets, and it's way off base. I've got some data to Moody's, and Moody's is the organization that rates bonds and rates the federal government debt, as well as an article in Forbes that explains this. So here's the numbers. We have to make a payment on our debt tomorrow. That payment that we have to make tomorrow is only a little over $5 billion in interest. We collect about $252 billion a month. The federal government has plenty of money to make its $5 billion payment tomorrow. There is no reason whatsoever that they will default unless the president chooses not to send the check.
Matt, how does we reconcile the Moody article with the news that came out of Fitch the other day saying that the U.S. was sort of like a rating sort of credit watch?
Well, and the reason for that is because the president has announced that we will default, and he has the choice. It's kind of like when you get your bill in the mail to pay your credit card, you can choose whether or not to pay the credit card. Now, you have plenty of money. There's no reason you can't pay your credit card bill. But if you announce to the world, I'm not going to pay my credit card bill, the world's going to get a little nervous and think, oh, maybe he's not going to pay his credit card bill. And the president is creating artificial scare and fear.
That leaves us with number one, the deal to end the shutdown. That's next on the Countdown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome back into the final moments of this hour's Talk Radio Countdown show. Up to number one, the deal to end the shutdown. Here's host Bill Cunningham with House Speaker John Boehner. Boehner says Republicans fought the good fight.
John, how are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing good.
Are you sure you're doing good?
Yeah, I am doing good.
Tell me why you're doing good, because
Well, listen, we've been locked in a fight over here trying to bring government down to size, trying to do our best to stop Obamacare, and we fought the good fight. We just didn't win.
Can you win December 15th when Ryan and Patty Murray get together and do this deal? Is this like a step on the ladder?
Well, I would hope so, but we'll see. You know, every time I've got into a discussion with the president, vice president, the Democrats here in Washington, and talk about entitlement changes, trying to make these programs sustainable, all they want to do is raise taxes. Well, we can't do that unless you're willing to raise taxes. And so if they're going to hold on to their position that we're always going to raise taxes, then we're not going to come to an agreement. But hope springs eternal.
Why did you wait? Why didn't you kick it off a year? Some say Obamacare is kind of falling under its own weight with all the disasters. And if you kick it off a year, the mainstream media goes after Obama, goes after Obamacare, and that you provided John Boehner a nice target for the mainstream media. And again, the weapons of mass distraction used by Obama have worked. But now you've only kicked it off 90 days or 60 days. Why not longer?
Well, you're talking about the CR or the debt limit? Or
yeah, both.
Both?
Yeah, both.
Well, it's expected that we'll fund the government through January 15th and fund the debt limit through early February, an agreement reached over in the Senate. And it gives us a chance to sit down with the budget process and see if we can't work something out. I just think that we're on a spending trajectory that's unaffordable for the American people.
Yeah.
To create more debt, it needs to be dealt with. We fought the good fight. We did everything we could to get them to the table and to negotiate. They just kept saying no, 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 no.
Do you have ill feelings towards Senator Cruz?
No, listen, we got, you know, Republicans up here. Because we're Republicans, we're a little bit more independent-minded than our friends across the aisle. Some are a little bit more independent-minded than others.
Sometimes you want to be a soldier at the Alamo, and sometimes you want to be the French when the German army comes. I like soldiers at the Alamo who say, I think I'm going to get killed, but I plant my flag here. I will die in the Alamo rather than surrender and give up. And I sense that you and the others in the House were like soldiers at the Alamo. You thought Santa Anna had 2,000 soldiers. The ending wasn't going to be good, but you're going to fight the good fight. And if you have to live to fight another day, so be it. But
now listen, there's no giving up on our team. None. And there's no giving up in me.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the deal that ended the shutdown and raised the debt ceiling.
I think that the government shutdown was a bad thing. But, I mean, you know, they should be just like the rest of us. I mean, there's a lot more than just the government that are unemployed. I mean, I don't think that we're at all represented by our government anymore. And, you know, I'm laying here in a hospital right now waiting for heart surgery. I broke my back 3 times. I've been unemployed. Miss Nancy Pelosi talks about the American dream. Well, you know, the American dream is not for the middle class. The American dream is for the people who are laying back and don't work at all and, you know, keep voting these Democrats in.
The Democrats do need to stand firm. This was a very good lesson that they will back down. However, you know, the Tea Party does have a point. I am a financial conservative, if you will. That's one part of me. I'm just staunchly conservative, even though I'm Democrat. And we do need to control our spending in responsible ways. And we got to make them incredibly loud and clear. You know, they talk a lot about the CPI with the Social Security. That's things that we have in common with, you know, a bipartisan agreement. And just scream loud and clear about things that we can do, that we're willing to do, that we have been willing to do to balance the budget and basically take away the wind out of their sails.
First of all, I'd like to say that all this last 15 days is just a dog and pony show. Now, I really think that because I think both parties is really out of touch with the United States. They're setting all the laws up for them to fail, both sides. They're not looking at the real issues of the United States.
The deal to end the shutdown, the most talked about topic this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, against the talk radio wall, if you will. So let's move into our review, the final review of the hour at number 10, Redskins name controversy. At number 9, the interrogation of the Libyan terrorist. At number 8, price you're paying for gasoline. At number 7, Supreme Court checking out affirmative action. At number 6, the backlash against the NSA continuing. I may want to, that's going to be at the top of the list, I think, as we get to the end of the year, close to it. At number 5, the Florida bullying case. At number 4, the state of the Republican Party. At number 3, the implementation of Obamacare. At number 2, the debt limit. And at number 1, the deal to end the shutdown. That's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.